Audio file lesson 20. The burning bush. The message. God reveals himself to us today. The Bible text. Exodus chapter 2 verse 11 to 25. And chapter 3 and chapter 4 verse 1 to 18. The story. One day, Moses traveled to the land of Midian and met seven daughters of the priests of Midian at a well. He helped them give water to their flock. When they returned home, they told their father what had happened. He told them to go and invite him for something to eat. Moses lived with the family and later married one of the daughters. In the meantime, the Pharaoh had died. The Israelites complained about the way they were being treated. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One day, Moses was looking after his father-in-law's sheep. He led the flock to Mount Horeb. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in the middle of a bush. Moses noticed that although the bush was on fire, it was not being consumed. As he came nearer, God called from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." Moses replied, "Here I am." God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look at God. God said, "I have seen how unhappy my people are in Egypt. I know how much they are suffering. I want to bring them out of Egypt and take them to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Go now. I want you to go to Pharaoh so that you can lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Moses asked, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt?" God promised him that he would be with him and gave him a sign. "When you have brought my people out of Egypt, you will all serve God on this mountain." Moses asked another question. "If the Israelites ask for your name, what shall I say to them?" God replied, "I am who I am. Tell the Israelites, I am, has sent me to you. I know, though, that Pharaoh will not let you go. That is why I will strike Egypt with plagues. Then Pharaoh will let you go." Moses was unsure. He said, "The Israelites will not believe me." Then God told Moses to throw the rod he was carrying on the ground. The rod transformed into a snake. God told Moses to stretch out his hand and grasp the snake by the tail. As he caught the snake, it turned back into a rod. God said, "They will believe that the Lord has appeared to you." Moses had one last thought. "I am not very good at talking. I am slow and hesitant." God replied, "I will be your mouth and tell you what you have to say." Moses almost asked another question when God said, "Your brother Aaron can talk well. He can speak for you to your people. Take this rod so that you can show them the signs." Moses went on his way. Suggestions for the teacher. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and address and additional materials like a picture of the burning bush. Lesson instructions. Discuss with the children. What does Moses experience on Mount Horeb? Possible answers given may be, He is looking after the sheep when he sees a burning bush that does not burn out. How would you react if you saw a bush that is burning, but really it is not? What does Moses hear? Possible answers given may be, he hears God telling him to lead his people out of Egypt. Why does God show Moses the sign with the rod? Possible answer given may be, God gains Moses' trust through miraculous signs. What does God tell him about his brother Aaron? Possible answers given may be, he can be his mouthpiece. Have the children repeat. God revealed himself to Moses. God called Moses to save the Israelites. Real life application. Explain the following. God said to Moses, I will certainly be with you. God also makes this promise unto us today. When does God reveal himself to us today? The answer may be through Holy Communion when we receive the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. How does God reveal himself to us? The answer may be when we are in his house. Repeat the message finally. God reveals himself to us today.